As we know, Celine Dion has moved into town, has moved home for the week. She's taken over the Bell Center. Coming up, the song that she almost didn't record would have changed the course of history, honestly.
Can't wait to see which one.
First, Tom Hanks is taking getting into character to a whole new level.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine?
Would you be mine? Could you be mine? So Tom Hanks is... Sam just rolled his eyes at me. So Tom Hanks is playing Mr. Rogers in the movie A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood, which is coming out this week, actually. It's in theaters this weekend. And he says that he found out that he and Mr. Rogers are actually related. They're sixth cousins.
Come on.
Sixth cousins.
That maybe explains their uncanny resemblance, because I don't know if you saw this on Jeopardy a couple days ago.
Yeah.
They asked the question, this iconic character actor plays this character in, and they're talking about Mr. Rogers' movie.
But he looks the same.
Nobody knew that it was Tom Hanks.
Yeah.
Really?
They look the same. Nobody on Jeopardy.
Yeah. He said he didn't know that they were related when he took the role, but everybody is saying that he makes the perfect Mr. Rogers, and it sort of all came together that way. I question it, if I'm being honest, because he found out through Ancestry.com. And I'm just picturing Ancestry.com getting a DNA vial that says Tom Hanks.
Guys, quick.
And then coming up with a story, and suddenly we're talking about Ancestry.com. I just don't know how much I trust these sites yet.
Tom Hanks is also related to Captain Phillips as well, actually, funny enough.
Through Ancestry.ca.
And Forrest Gump.
He really didn't really exist.
He didn't exist. But Ancestry DNA says...
It makes things happen.
...that they are related. All right, Celine Dion spoke out about the song that she almost didn't record because she said she didn't want to.
There's one song that I didn't want to record, and I'm glad that they didn't listen to me. My Heart Will Go On. It didn't appeal to me. I was probably very tired that day. And my husband said, let's hold on to the writer, and he says, let's try to make it like a little demo. And I sang the song once, and they built the orchestra around it. I never re-sang it for the recording, actually.
Wow.
So the demo is the actual recording.
Wow.
But after that, I've sang it about 3 gazillion times. Yeah.
Can you imagine a world where Celine Dion did not record My Heart Will Go On?
Wow. And the fact that she sang it for her demo.
One time. Before this song became a huge hit, she had sang it one time for a demo.
I thought I was a one-hit wonder.
Her voice is just unbelievable. It's not human.
She's kind of talented, guys.
She's extremely talented.
She may be onto something.
Yeah. I was jealous of everyone at the Bell Center last night because I saw her on Monday night. I was like, I want to go again.
Well, there's still Thursday and Friday.
Yeah, she still has a couple of shows this week. You're right. If you want some more details, you can check out Evenco's website at evenco.ca, because last I checked, there were a handful of tickets left.
Cool.
All right, speaking of tickets, coming up with Are You Smarter Than Sam, we've got your chance to win tickets to see who?
Post Malone.
Post Malone, exactly. He's going to be taking over the Bell Center coming up on February 16th. Everybody wants these tickets, so you know the deal. Someone will play against Sam. If they win, then they win the Post Malone tickets. Mm-hmm. If Sam wins, we're going to give those tickets away on our text line in a super simple way. You text us at 92925, all right? We play in 6 minutes. Maroon 5 is on the way in JT right now and Can't Stop the Feeling. It's a Beat 92.5. Good morning.